Alfredo Rodriguez grew up learning about performance. Born in Havana, his family was musical, and his father, a popular singer and TV host. Alfredo's done okay for himself. He began a musical relationship with Quincy Jones after Jones saw Alfredo play at the Montreux Jazz Festival in 2006. And in the time since, there have been 3 Grammy nominations and shared stages with the likes of Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, and the late James Ingram, and 5 CDs. His most recent CD, recorded with percussionist Pedrito Martinez, is titled Duologue, and it was just released last Friday. Both Alfredo and Pedrito will be on stage this Friday, February 8th, at Walton Arts Center. Recently, Robert Ginsberg, host of Shades of Jazz, heard every Friday night at 10 on 91.3, spoke with Alfredo.
Alfredo, you grew up in Cuba, but I know you have a strong connection to the music of North America. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
The music from this country always has attracted me a lot. You know, since I discovered, you know, Thelonious Monk, Keith Jarrett, Lenny Tristano, I've been so much into jazz music and into American music. You know, obviously in Cuba, we didn't have, in my generation, you know, too many possibilities to have everything that was happening in this country, because we are still, even nowadays, we don't have technology in Cuba. So, but at the same time, Cuba and the States have been very close together, you know, in many ways for so long. You know, even before the revolution, people like Nat King Cole or, you know, Dizzy Gillespie, even Quincy went to Cuba before the revolution, he always tells me. And even though we were a little, you know, separated from the whole world in many ways, and obviously this includes music, we found a way to, you know, like to just, you know, check out what was happening in these countries.
I found it interesting that it was in 2009 that you came here. So this is your 10th year anniversary of being in the United
States.
That's
correct. Yeah. January 16th. That was my 10th anniversary. I came here when Obama was, you know, becoming a president of the United States, you know, in 2009.
Yeah.
So at the very beginning, politically with Cuba, you know, always has been very difficult.
You know, music in terms of communicating goes deeper than words. Does that apply to politics as well? Are you able to express your feelings through music that relate to the political situation of the world?
For me, you know, I just believe that every human being is attached to political situation in a way, because we live in countries and we have to, you know, follow rules or not. And I feel like, you know, if your life is affected by just a little bit, your music is affected as well. I think what music has the capacity of is like to translate your life into something, some different language. In my situation, you know, music is my best language in order to communicate with people. So obviously, any situation that I live in my life is going to be part of my, you know, my musical notes, whatever I'm going to improvise, you know, whenever I'm playing, you know, we're gonna do that when we play in your venue, you know, we're gonna play our lives.
Yo soy el punto cubano que en la manigua vivía cuando el mambí se batía con el machete en la mano, con el machete en la mano. Representando al mambí, a la tierra de Martí y a la enseña nacional, y a la enseña nacional. Por eso canto a la flores y a la mañana que inspira. Le canto a Cuba querida, la tierra de mis amores. Le canto a Cuba querida, la tierra de mis amores.
I have become a musician because I play music every day, and music is my biggest passion. I look forward just trying to, you know, to explain people where I'm coming from, what my life is, through musical sounds.
You came into a musical family. Your father was a singer and somewhat of a celebrity, right?
Yeah, my dad is like a big pop star in Cuba. He's like saying in the States, like, I don't know, like Elvis Presley, someone like that.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, he was in his moment. He was like, you know, 8 years consecutive, the most popular Cuban artist, you know, like he's like a big pop star in Cuba. The ballads, you know, like ballads, and someone like Paul Anka, you know, like Paul
Anka, yeah.
Someone like that in the States.
Con amores que comienzan, con amores que terminan, con las venas y alegrías de otras gentes como yo. Al mundo, a la medida de tus besos, a la medida de la suerte, a la medida de este amor.
So he must have been an influence on you in a big way when you were young.
To be honest, musically, not that much. You know, the way that we like music is something very different. I like music very different than what my dad likes. And that is something that is very important for me to say, because even though sometimes, you know, like musically, it's like that, my dad is my biggest influences. And why? It's because he's my dad, you know, and I've been so influenced by him, again, not just musically, whatever he teach me, and my mom as well. And they are still my best teachers. They influence me in a way that is more important, which is about life. What is your purpose as a human being? What is what you want in your life? And just be disciplined and honest and pure 100% with something that you like and passionate about it.
You were classically trained, and were you focused almost exclusively on classical music? And at some point did you discover jazz?
At the beginning. Yeah, at the beginning. In Cuba, I don't know if you know, but in Cuba, the only school of music that we have is classical school of music. When it comes to improvisation, when it comes to playing music from other countries, unfortunately, we still don't have anything. You don't go to school to learn jazz. It's unfortunately, because I feel you also have to find your own way, which is something important also. Sometimes when you go to school, they teach everyone the same. And which is, you know, I'm not criticizing schools. It's what it is. You know, you have to teach something. But at the same time, everyone started to sound the same when it comes to improvisation. Yeah, you can listen to anyone. You know, there are many great improvisers in the whole world. But the purpose of this is just to become yourself at some point. And people forget to teach that. You have to find your own voice.
You now have 5 CDs, I believe, on Mac Avenue that under your leadership. And this newest CD is with Pedrito Martinez. And of course, mm-hmm. the two of you will be performing in a duo. The CD is called Duologue. You have performed and recorded with a variety of different ensembles, but your performance mm-hmm. on the new recording with Pedrito places you in this duo setting. Can you tell me a little bit about Pedrito and the connection that has led to this collaboration?
It's very easy, man. You know, I wanted to be a drummer at the beginning. I didn't want to be a pianist at the beginning. So when I was 7, I told my dad, I just want to go to the school of music, but I want to study percussion. I wanted to be a drummer. And in Cuba, if you go at 7, you have to choose between piano or violin. And if you want to start study percussion, you have to go at 10 years old. So I choose piano, having in mind that I was going to change at 10 years old, obviously. I didn't. I fall in love so much with the sound of the piano. But you know, I'm saying this because my passion, my love for percussion has been something that, you know, it hasn't gone down at all. Every day I love it more.
I think that passion you have for rhythm is apparent in the way you play the piano as well.
And that is why also Pedrito brings so much joy for me, because he's a master at percussion. He has been one of my favorite percussionists from Cuba since a long time. And I wanted to do something with him because that is just my passion for listening to someone who is a master at it, so I can get everything.
So.
you know, since the beginning has been like a beautiful collaboration, man.
And your collaboration with Pedrito has led to not only a recording, a duo recording entitled Duologue, it's also led to the tour that is bringing the two of you on the road. The Afro-Cuban bedrock of this music is there, but there's some really interesting influences. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. You cover Michael Jackson's Thriller. It's incredible to think that Quincy Jones, who produced Thriller, is involved in the production of this as well. There's a great symmetry to that. I love it. Mm-hmm. But there's the more traditional music there as well. But I also love how you turned the theme from Super Mario 3. It's what is it? It's like a funk montuno or something. What is that?
Yeah, it has a mix between timba, funk, and damn song in some parts as well.
Talking about connections, Alfredo, there's a very special and magical connection in the way you and Pedrito weave your talents together. As much as you guys share, you have this common Cuban heritage and the wealth of the musical tradition from the island, but your musical backgrounds are quite different, and it's part of that magic, I think, how you connect the folkloric with the classical, and yet you connect so seamlessly in spite of the differences in your background.
Yeah. Well, as I said, musically, you know, I basically become like a classical pianist, you know, like a classical pianist for a long time. And Pedrito's story is something completely different. You know, he grew up playing music on the streets, learning by ear, learning by, you know, by his family. It's a tradition in Cuba, too, you know, that your family sings at home, your family plays at home, and you just learn from whatever they tell you. So it's very different ways of learning, but we meet at some point because, again, when you have open-minded and you find the people, the right people, it's very easy to collaborate. So we're just looking for that. Oye, guille, yo da lo mío. Oye, guille, yo da lo mío. Oye, guille, yo guardo da okuma. Oye, guille, yo da lo mío.
Kakasena ma for you, kawadea la bada, inantuto kwela ye. Alfredo Rodriguez will be at the Walton Arts Center with percussionist Pedrito Martinez Friday night at 7:30. Their new CD, released just last week, is titled Duologue. You can find out more about the show at waltonartcenter.org. And if you go to Alfredo's website, alfredomusic.com, you can watch his tiny desk concert recorded recently at the NPR headquarters. He talked with Robert Ginsberg, host of Shades of Jazz. It's heard each weekend on KUAF. You can hear Shades of Jazz Friday nights at 10 here on 91.3, and then Saturdays beginning at 11 a.m. on KUAF 3.